Good day, good morning, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Thank you very much to join this Yokomo web radio program. Today, Michal Rokem Nejev. Oh, hello very much for joining the Yokomo special web radio show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you. Happy to be here with you.
All right. It's so great. Michal, let me introduce yourself a little bit and then perhaps you can take over because your resume is so complete. I don't want to miss anything and go to the essential, the special practice, the special class that you're teaching dedicated for women in prenatal and postnatal yoga. So you come from the Wingate Institute in Israel, specializing, like I just mentioned, in women's health, and you've learned the techniques that you're teaching with Mira Artsy Padans. Her method is well known, I understand, in Israel, and you're bringing this to America. Please, for those who don't know about yourself and the yoga that you offer to women, please, could you carry on over with your presentation, please?
Yes. So Yoga for Women, Yoga Nashit in Hebrew, is developed by Mira Artsy Padan in Israel. And this method addresses the women's body and the big changes we go through our lives as women, from when we start our cycles until we are postmenopausal. So it's a full spectrum of all the different life phases that we go through as women, addressing these big changes of monthly cycles, being pregnant, childbirth, postpartum, menopause. So yoga was originally taught by men and practiced mostly by men. So the methods of yoga over thousands of years that they've been developed have been focused on the men's body. And what we do in Yoga for Women, Yoga Nashit, is that we adapt the yoga practice to these big changes that we go through as women and bringing them to the forefront and bringing women's health to the center of our practice. And we do this by connecting with the pelvis, which we see as a very important center of the woman's body. A lot of our memories, life stories are stored in the pelvis. And for many of us going through our daily challenges and not being connected to these changes and hormones and fluctuations that we go through create a lot of stress and a lot of emotional burden. And in our practice, we strengthen from within. We connect with the pelvic floor. We connect with the core. We learn how to both strengthen and lengthen the pelvic floor muscles and to create an inner anchor that is both strong physically and flexible. And also it becomes an emotional connection that we can always go in and understand our energy level and understand ourselves better and then come back out into the world from a more balanced place. So in Yoga for Women, we really get to become as women more independent and less dependent on others. So it's an empowering practice for women.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And
so, yes, let me just first of all invite those who don't know about yourself and are listening to this webcast that they can find more information on your website. So I'll just mention your website so that those who are not in their car listening to iTunes or other devices recorded or registered or archived will also be able to consult your website, which is yogaforwoman.ca. Is that the website mostly that you refer to? We will talk more about your different projects. You're very involved in the community, especially the Yokomo Festival. Yogaforwoman.ca, is that the correct address, Michal?
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Wonderful.
All right, and let me point to the listeners that you have a beautiful page that is dedicated to Yoga Nashit, to your teacher. Is this new in North America? Tell us a little bit about this master, because it's rare. It's the first time that I hear a woman teaching woman. So congratulations, and tell us, what is the spiritual path and what brought you to this, please?
So I came into yoga for women in Israel when I was after my first pregnancy and my first son was born. And I went to a class with Mira Altipadan, and I felt that I found home. I was practicing yoga before, but when I started practicing this method, I connected in a deep level and understood that this is something that I want to share with other women, this knowledge, this wisdom, this way of really understanding ourselves better as women. Mm-hmm. And when I came to Montreal, I am very excited that I can bring this method to North America. And at the moment in Israel, there are over 300 active teachers teaching Yoga Nashit.
I'm sorry, how many did you say?
300.
Whoa.
300.
Wow.
Yes. And growing every year, there's a new teacher's course that is in the path of studying this method. And we are working hand in hand with gynecologists, with pelvic floor physiotherapists. So this yoga is being embraced by the medical institutes, and women from all over the country are really enjoying to be able to be part of this amazing practice. So I'm happy to be the ambassador of this method here in North America, and to have that privilege to share this here in English.
Wow.
So it's a big honor for me.
Wow. And you also plunged right firsthand at the Yokomo Festival Montreal in 2016. And you're the first person on Saturday at 8:30 a.m. in the morning to present this method that you've brought from Mira Altipadan. Thank you to her. Michal, if we carry on, always on the subject of yoga for women, could you talk to us about the fertility issues that you've seen and that you've worked with? Some women, probably, I suspect, they come to see you because they want to get pregnant, and you accept, you welcome those who come to you. Tell us more about the fertility issues. My apologies for my English. That you're seeing in your classes that you're teaching.
So I work privately. I have private yoga sessions with women with all kinds of situations that they're dealing with their life. Some of them have pelvic floor issues. Others may have endometriosis, PMS. And one of the main issues I've been working with is fertility. And fertility is one of those big journeys that women sometimes need to go through, and it can be a short time, or sometimes it can be very long that they're in this can say, struggle to get pregnant. Sometimes it can take years. And in this treatment, in this very long time, there is a lot of hardships because it's very disappointing and it's very emotionally very stressful, and sometimes feeling very alone in this place, going through hormonal treatments, getting synthetic hormones injected that really affect our body in a very strong and shaky way. And there is a lot of stress many times in the relationship between the woman and her partner. It can affect the sex life, the intimacy. A lot of judgment and guilt comes up. So in my work, I have had a lot of good and very nice outcomes with women, where I have had worked with them with yoga for women and helped them to through yoga, which yoga, mind, body, spirit, work that helps de-stress, helps to calm. But in yoga for women, specifically connecting through the pelvis, helping the pelvis organs to become more healthy. You can metaphorically think of an area that is not being moved and not being healthy as stagnant water or murky water. And in yoga for women, with all the kinds of methods that we use, we help the pelvic floor area, the womb, to become more healthy, as if it becomes a spring where the water clears out and there's a healthy place in the body again. Hmm. So I think mainly what we focus on is also to help women to come back to themselves and to love themselves. One of the things that happens in this time is that you really are angry or disappointed of your body. So yoga for women has this beautiful path of helping women to come back to themselves and be more empathetic towards themselves, loving towards themselves and their body.
Wow.
And in fertility treatments, that is a big, big thing. And I've seen it happen many times, and it's an amazing place to be with these
wow.
women on their journey.
Hmm. It's so beautiful to hear you. For those who are listening, we're at Yokomo Web Radio with Michal Rokem-Nejev of yogaforwomen.ca. Michal, I have chills in my spine. It's so inspiring. I wish I was a woman sometimes, you know, because to give birth is seems to be, and I have a child, so I have gone in my own way through this experience, and it's so inspiring what you're saying, Michal. I want to thank you very much, and for those, because I've looked at your website, and I invite those, go and look at what Michal is doing, yogaforwomen.ca. I noticed that you have also, women have the possibility to consult you, even if they're not in Montreal, you're using Skype, so you connect with women all around the world.
Yes, that's a wonderful platform that Skype gives us, where we can go internationally, and I work with women all around the world. Women approach me, and we have Skype sessions of Yoga for Women, which have really good connections and amazing outcomes. So you're very welcome to, if you're interested in working through this method and understanding it in your own experience, you're more than welcome to contact me, and we'll find the right time. From your own home.
Here you go.
Skype really allows you to practice from your own home.
Indeed, these internet tools are there for connecting people. Thank you very much to Yokomo, because they're bringing so many yoga teachers. There's so many classes, so many choices. I invite those who are available to visit us to take classes. Michal Rokem-Nejev, Yoga for Women, and I would very much like to hear about your projects. You're so full of life and projects, and you have a family also, so I want to congratulate you. You're definitely a multitask kind of person. Michal, could you talk to us about the workshops in mindfulness that you're preparing via the DIADA Parent and Child Mindfulness Workshops page that you entertain on that you have on yogaforwoman.ca, please?
Yes, so DIADA Parent and Child Mindfulness are workshops, and in the future will also be consultations and private sessions that I offer for parents and children, where parents and one of their children come into the workshop and we work on connection through playfulness, fun activities, games, movement, and shiatsu, where we weave in mindfulness in this practice. One of the big practices that parents can really benefit from in their parenting and in their family life is mindfulness. And these workshops are really amazing, fun time to come out with your child. And I really invite everyone to join us for this, because in these workshops, you learn how to give shiatsu to your child, and your child learns how to give back shiatsu to you through stories, through songs. And it's a really special, unique workshop that I've started to do here in Montreal. And I'm hopeful and happy with it. So I'm very interested in helping this grow.
And you're offering these workshops for parents who want to bond and really be introducing mindfulness to their children, for kids that are even 3, 4, 5 years old.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
And,
so
and,
we've even had kids that are 2, and in the future we'll open workshops for older kids as well, from 5 to 8. So
okay.
the mindfulness is ageless. Everybody can practice being present in the moment in a non-judgmental presence. So it's really something for all.
And do you find that these children... Can you see a difference? Can you observe? Can we see visually that these children are aware of themselves?
Yes, absolutely. And the feedback that I've gotten from parents, you can go on my site. There are some testimonials there. It's really helping them to cope with everyday stress and with all kinds of waves of emotions and situations that as parents we deal with daily. And in DIADA, we get all kinds of tools and all kinds of ways to deal with them in a better, more mindful way that is good for us. Everybody is unique and wants to find their own path. So DIADA gives a lot of different ways to manifest mindfulness. And I really enjoy these workshops. And I know that the people, the parents and the young people that come with them, their children, they really... enjoy them as well. So it's a wonderful place to come with your children.
Here you go. Thank you very much, Michal Rokem Nejev, at the Yokomo Festival. You're not just teaching over there. You're also involved in the organizing committee for more than just a year. For you, yoga is a passion. I have chills all over my body. I'm so grateful that you accepted, Michal, to do this interview so that the world gets to know about that there are alternatives. That's what I hear the message for women, that they should be gentle with themselves, they should accept, and they should, you also, we didn't have time to talk about intuitive writing as well. You're using all kind of methods to make these women become more aware, present, and accept the situation, and also use specific concrete tools to achieve their higher desires, their higher mission in life. Michal, yogaforwomen.ca. What I would like to do, what I invite most of my guests, is that I give them the last word. Humanity.
But before we finish,
oh,
can we just
okay,
say a
yes.
few words about Yokomo? I would love to
course.
Say some more about Yokomo.
Thank you very much for interrupting. Thank you. Go ahead.
No,
I'm listening.
Good, because I find that yoga festival, Community Yoga Festival of Montreal, is a grassroots festival, the only one here in Montreal that we have that celebrates yoga, celebrates community, brings together over 50 teachers from about 30 different styles. It's a place where if you're interested in yoga, if you're a beginner, if you're advanced, if you're a teacher, it's the place to be. In 2015, I gave a workshop. I had over 40 women joining me, and it was an empowering session, both for me and all that joined. And this coming festival, I'm really happy to be able to teach yoga for women again and be part of this community celebration. Hmm. And since last year, I've had the privilege to join the team that is organizing teacher gatherings. So seasonally, every season, we have a gathering that keeps the community of teachers here in Montreal going. We want to help teachers network, collaborate, find personal connections that lead to collaboration and cooperation between the teachers, and really enhance the yoga teacher community and the community, yoga community here in Montreal at large, because there's always so much to do. And when we work together, things are bigger and stronger, and there's so much amazing things that happen when people come together in a circle and share and get to know each other better. So join our gatherings. We're on Facebook. Yoga, if you're a yoga teacher in the Montreal area, I encourage you to join and come to these gatherings. We are on Yokomo Teacher Gatherings on Facebook. So
here
find us
go.
There and join us.
Yokomo.org. It's a must. It's a community that is building stronger and stronger. You're so right to say that together, eh? Yoga means union. So let's celebrate yoga. Thank you very much, Michal, for this add-on about the Yokomo Festival. Thank you very much. And now this last word is yours. Namaste. May the sunshine continue to spread all around the world, all around, for those women that you're helping. Michal Roquem, yogaforwomen.ca. The last word is yours. A wish, humanity. What do you wish? Where do you see the future? Thank you again for this meeting on Yokomo Web Radio.
So I wish to share with you a quote from the Tao of Women, Reflection 26, that is called Home. The dark is the source of the light. The stillness is the beginning of movement. The wise woman is able to travel without ever leaving her home. Even when there is much distraction, she stays centered in herself. May all beings, either directly or indirectly, benefit from the merits and efforts of this talk today on Yokomo Web Radio. May all beings be healthy, peaceful, and happy. May peace prevail on this beautiful earth. Namaste.